broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We, the Muslim Americans, are fighting for our
rights. And I'm trying to hold him, and I'm telling him,
if you want to fly a flag that represents something you believe in.
Now, this is no substitute for a referendum on the president's job-killing agenda.
Bleeping retarded.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. Laughs are our bitch. Life is our bitch. And every night we're here as we take you through the looking glass, checking for that truth. We thank Margaret Gray for joining us, although we do not wish her luck on her prediction. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Our website is philhenryshow.com. That is the right arm of the Phil Hendry Show. You go there, you have live streaming video of the show right now. You can watch us as we perform the show, as well as listen to it, as well as access all of the thousands and thousands of hours of archived material that we've got from radio shows going back 10, 15 years, as well as our animated episodes, as well as webisodes and podcasts, three different kinds of podcasts. You can get it at philhendryshow.com. You get a half-year subscription or a full-year subscription, but as far as radio websites go, there's no other better value anywhere. All right. Don Berman is going to join us from the Channel 19 newsroom this evening, and we're very grateful to have Don on, as they're going to be talking in the coming week, and we're going to talk to Don right now about a special called Standing Up for Yourself, and this is a part of a series you're doing not only on Up With People, but on the regular newscast, right, Don?
Yes. Well, Donna is going to be kicking it off in the Up With People segment on Donna de Leon, and then we will take it over in our news segment. But Standing Up For Yourself is a series of reports, Phil, on just the way people treat each other out there and the way we are treating other people. And are we getting our money's worth? Are we getting service when we pay for service, or are we being treated, with a little bit of a slapdash and a bum's rush, if you will? So that's what the essence of the report will be pointing to. How can we feel confident in standing up for ourselves and not be antagonistic?
And that's the challenge, isn't it?
It is.
That's the challenge to say, now hold on, I'd like to say something, this is something I need that I think you did wrong, but you don't want to rub people the wrong way.
And you don't want to rub people the wrong way. You want to say as respectfully as you can, in the case, for instance, of one lady, our first report, which will be starting next Monday, is a woman in Sherman Oaks who went into an auto parts store and was purchasing a part for a car, one of her husband's cars. He's a car collector. And she got a very simple part. And the man that bought the part, figuring she was a woman, decided that he was going to bring her a part that she knew did not exactly belong on the model car that her husband wanted. And she found herself having an argument with this man until she said, you know, I'm not going to pay for that. I want the right part. And she stood up for herself and, in point of fact, left that store without any hard feelings. There's another story we're going to be doing on Tuesday of something as simple as a dry cleaning bill, where a woman said she was not going to pay for shirts that were in her dry cleaning that she didn't bring in.
They got mixed in by somebody else?
It must have been another customer. She absolutely was refusing and was able to work out an arrangement with these individuals with the dry cleaning store. And then, of course, we're bringing ourselves into the story as well, Phil. We're bringing in a personal experience of mine. When I was over at Little's Deli, which is a great deli, and it is near it's near the station, and we have our dinners and our lunches there, and oftentimes we'll have a late after newscast meal, we'll have a breakfast. And I went in, and I was with Rick Fidel, who is one of our news editors, and I had a Reuben sandwich. And I ordered extra cheese on the Reuben, and Rick had one plain. And when the waitress came back, she looked at me and said, and you must be the one with the extra cheese. And then she gave Rick his lean Reuben. And And I said, in keeping with Stand Up For Yourself, because I was mortified, I got the manager and I said, that waitress looked me up and down and said, you must be the one that gets the extra cheese. And I told him who I was, and he said, I understand it, and I think he watches the newscast. Very, very pleasant man by the name of Barber, Jim Barber. And he said, I'm going to let her go. I said, you don't have to fire her. And this is what I mean about maintaining bridges. Don't fire the girl. You can suspend her. He said, well, a couple of weeks without pay. And I said, 2 weeks without income, I think, is going to teach her. So that is an example. And all of these, Phil, are examples of how to stand up for yourself and at the same time maintain good relations.
Can I ask you about the last one, though? We're talking with Don Berman, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to him about a new special called Stand Up For Yourself on the Channel 19 News. The last one, I just want to be clear. You ordered a Reuben with extra cheese?
I ordered a Reuben sandwich with extra cheese, yes, and they put the Swiss cheese on it. And Rick Slidell had ordered the Reuben plain, no cheese. When the waitress came to the table, just follow me on this.
Okay.
When the waitress came to the table, she looked at me, and there was a little bit of like a half smile on her face. And Rick said, that's fine, without cheese. And she said, and you must be the one with the extra cheese. With that half smile that we all know what it means, and we all have seen it. And there's no mistaking what she's trying to do. And put the plate in front of me, and the comment very clearly was, here's your Reuben, fatso. And that's when I had this man, Barber. I said, let me have the manager. And, of course, when you ask for the manager, and now she knows the game's up. And he came over, and I told him, that waitress was giving me some kind of a look and said something about how I get extra cheese as if I look like the kind of guy that eats extra cheese. Now, let's be fair, Phil. I do carry extra weight.
Yeah, I mean, you're like me.
Yes, I have a few extra pounds. And
you and I are both going to be doing that diet that Jason gave us.
Right, that high-protein diet. But that's got nothing to do with her making an issue out of me getting the extra cheese because she thinks I'm a fat pig. So when I said to this guy, and he said to me, which one? And I said, before I tell you, I'm Don Berman. I'm with Channel 19 News. And he said, yes. And I said, I'm with Channel 19 News. It's over here. He said, yes, he remembered. And I said, he said, what would you like me to do? I said, well, I think suspending her for 2 weeks without pay, he was going to fire her.
Okay.
And suspending her for 2 weeks without pay, and I said to him, 2 weeks without income is going to wipe that grin off her face, and he laughed. He said, yeah. So when you stand up for yourself, you don't necessarily have to burn any bridges.
What about the bridge with the waitress?
That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about burning bridges with the management, with the establishment. The waitress is the waitress. She works for the place. I'm talking about you can stand up for yourself and you can still maintain excellent relations with the business that you are having the dispute with.
And yeah, but I misunderstood. She's going to be angry, though, isn't she?
Who?
The waitress.
You're back to talking about the waitress. I thought you were talking about the manager. So you're... Give me the question again about the waitress.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, the waitress is going to be angry.
Well, the waitress is going to be whatever the waitress is going to be. She came over with the cheese. If you just, as I said, Phil, follow me on this.
No, I follow you, Don.
Okay, so you understand?
Yes, I understand she came to the table with a Reuben, and you had ordered extra cheese?
I ordered an extra slice of Swiss cheese, yes. Swiss cheese, by the way, for anybody listening, is not a very high-fat cheese. And I think it's a pretty low blow. Oh, hey, you got the extra cheese with that smile. So I don't know why we're talking about the waitress, though. But
well, I just when you said good relations, I thought
I meant with the establishment. But let's go. I'll go with you on this. The waitress comes over and she says,
now you did mention that Rick got his first.
What?
Did you say that Rick got?
Yeah, Rick said that's mine without cheese. He said. Put it down to, and you must be the one with the extra cheese. Now,
okay, right there. Do you understand that the waitress, once she puts down the one to Rick's, she gives to Rick, she realizes there's only one left.
No, I know that. There's only one left, and it's the one with extra cheese.
And she's going to say to you, and you must be the one with the extra cheese, because Rick got the one without...
I understand all of that. I'm way ahead of you on that. But she looked at me with that smile that says, well, you know, you look like about the fattest thing in here. Of course you've got extra cheese. That's what I mean. I'm not talking about how she got the order wrong. No. And I'm not saying that Rick didn't get his first. What I am saying is, she goes, and you must be the one with the extra cheese. And she gave me that look up and down. She went from the waist, which is, I've got a very prominent stomach, and I'm not going to deny that. And she looked me up and down, and she said, and you must be the one with the extra cheese. Now, only a fool, only a complete and utter unconscious fool isn't going to know what that means. And I am not that. I can assure you I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a fool. And then, so that's why I called the manager over.
Now, the manager heard your story and agreed with you.
He most certainly did. I said, I'm Don Berman from Channel 19 News. And I said, that waitress was rude. She looked at me and she said, so you must be the one that gets the extra cheese. And he said, I understand. And he said, I will fire her. And I said, no, I think 2 weeks without salary. And he goes, fine. And
did he, this is a stupid question, did he recognize who you were?
Did he recognize who I was?
Yeah.
Of course, yes. I told him. I said, I work right over there. I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News. And he looked very rushed. So in standing up for yourself, we got a little sidetracked here, Phil, but standing up for yourself means you don't have to take it from a waitress who is going to get off a jolly at your expense, who's going to say, well, the extra cheese, it's got to go to Blimpo.
Well, all right, I I'm looking forward to the report. Can I just pose this?
All right.
Do you think that could have been read a different way? Do you think that could have been read very innocently, like she's saying, oh, you got the one without cheese, you must be the one with cheese?
Can you read it differently? How?
Is it possible that you misinterpreted her?
No, it's not possible. We've done the report. It's in the can. It's going to be featured on Wednesday night. The answer to that is no. And I'm not here discussing it. I'm saying to you that's what happened, and here's how I dealt with it, and this is how we made it right, and we didn't burn any bridges with the deli. And you're saying that what? You're saying because a waitress got fired? She didn't get fired. She got suspended for 2 weeks.
All right. Okay. Fair enough, Don. I just would throw that out to my audience, though. Do they think perhaps you overreacted?
I don't know what you're throwing out to your audience now, and I don't know what constructive are you going to get out of this, taking a segment that we've already produced. I mean, I'm willing to talk about it.
I just think that it's possible, and if you'll hold on, Don, I think it's just possible that when the waitress came back with the Reuben sandwich with the extra cheese on it and said to you, and you must be the one with the extra cheese, she was not commenting on how fat you are. She wasn't being rude at all. She was simply saying, since I gave this Reuben to this gentleman here that has no cheese on it, you must be the man who gets the extra cheese. However, Don Berman read it differently. He said she was being rude. He talked to the manager at the deli there at Little's. They suspended her without pay for 2 weeks, and I'm wondering whether or not that had to do with Don's position as a news anchor across the street at Channel 19. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. This is a Channel 19 special that Don's doing called Standing Up for Yourself. And I'm just wondering if that was standing up for himself, or was he targeting this girl unfairly because she said, you get the extra cheese. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
So we're going to talk about this now? I got it right.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We're very happy to have with us tonight Don Berman from Channel 19 News, Emmy Award-winning local newscaster in Los Angeles, but he's been seen nationally, and they're doing a special on standing up for yourself in business and out there in the world, whether we're customers, whether we are the proprietor, whether we're on one end of the business deal or the other. Sometimes we need to stand up for ourselves, but not be rude about it, and not be argumentative, and not be confrontational. And the Stand Up For Yourself segment series is going to be starting next Monday. That's what that's about. It's just I had the question about the Reuben sandwich, Don.
Well, I don't know why I've got to go over there.
Well, hold on. Just if you could hear me out for a minute. And Don, believe me, I respect you, and I'm not trying to throw a monkey wrench in. But when you say to a waitress who has brought over two sandwiches, there are two men at the table.
Bill, I've gone through this. And I'm very appreciative, and I understand you're trying to explain this to your audience, but I've gone through this. You understand?
No, I understand, but I want to, for my own purposes. Rick Seidel is there. He's one of your editors. Good guy. I know Rick. And he's getting the Reuben without cheese, and you get the one with cheese. She brings it. She puts down the one without cheese. She looks at you, and she says,
And you get the one. You must be the guy that gets the extra cheese, and she's got that look on her face, and we've all seen it, with that half smile. Boy, look at the fat tub of guts. You must be the one that gets the...
The fat tub of guts.
That's what she... The look on her face was as clear as day. You want to argue about something that's already established. She came over with a napkin, and there was a plate of liquid butter. They had some shrimp. And she comes over with a napkin, and she's got that look, which is basically, here, take this and dunk it in the liquid butter and suck on it, because that's the kind of guy you are.
Did she said that?
She didn't have to. See, that's what I'm telling you.
She didn't have to do what?
She didn't have to say, I told you already what she did, and I don't see that this is serving any purpose.
Well, for my listeners, I just wanted to know. So she brought over a napkin and there was liquid butter.
She brought over a napkin, there was liquid butter, and she goes, here. And she has the napkin shaped in such a way so that as you would dunk it in the liquid butter and start sucking on the liquid butter off a napkin. And I wanted to say to her, you know, if you grew up with people that do that, have at it. You know, congratulations. Must be great. But I didn't say anything. I simply said to this guy, Barber, that I had been offended. But this is what standing up for yourself is about, and I think we're getting sidetracked here.
All right, let me just get a phone call. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, talking to Don Berman. And here is John in Mobile, Alabama. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, enjoy your show. The gentleman
Thank you.
You're talking to, it sounds like he's not standing up for anything. Sounds like he's extremely too sensitive right there. What you did is this woman is probably trying to feed her family being a waitress, which if you've ever waited or served tables, it's a hard job there. You have to deal with everybody. You have to please everybody. But you got this woman suspended because you're wearing your feelings on your shoulders. Let me ask you this. If you would have gone to an all-you-eat buffet and you would have asked for some extra rolls and they didn't bring it to you, would you have gotten her fired for that too? I mean, come on,
you
mister.
Know, what has happened here is that Mr. Hendry took a certain point. No, Mr. Hendry took a certain point of view that now all of your little fans out there, Phil, are going to...
No, hope to have a little more respect for people than that, all right?
But we had established what our TV special was about, and now you have taken this incident, and now this gentleman and other people are calling in and saying, yeah, Phil, you're right. I'm telling you, sir...
If you're a TV commentator... Have you ever offended anybody on TV? And has anybody gone to your editor and said, sir, I was offended by this. This gentleman should be taken off the air and take you out of feeding your family?
I'm not singling anybody out and saying, you, John, in Mobile, Alabama, here's what I think of you. I'm giving opinions about the national scene. It's very different than walking up to a man and saying, and you must be the fat pig that got the extra cheese.
She didn't say
but
that,
she didn't
though.
Call
that's,
you
in
a
your,
fat pig.
That's in your mind.
Did she call you a fat pig?
I beg your pardon?
Did she insinuate it? Did she call you a fat pig?
Here's what she said. She said, and you must be the one that gets the extra cheese. Almost
did you order did you order extra cheese?
You know, I bet
did you
think
order
you really
extra
got...
cheese? Did you order extra cheese?
Yes, I did. That's not the point.
That is the point.
Oh, boy. Who's the reporter here, me or you?
Did you ever look at this? You said she looked at you up and down. she could have been flirting with you. Did you look at it from that aspect?
Flirting with me? Let me tell you this much. If she were flirting with me, she wouldn't have had a look of pure disgust on her face.
No,
she
but that's an opinion.
She wouldn't have looked as if she wanted to vomit.
That's
she
an opinion.
Like she
that's
was
your opinion.
An opinion. I know what someone looks like when they're ready to vomit.
It's
for
an
instance,
opinion.
If I were to look
it's
in a mirror
opinion.
Right after meeting you. And
well, it's all an opinion. And
it's an opinion, but if I were to look in a mirror right after meeting you, I'm sure
what
I would have a look of...
All right, okay. John, thank you. We got to take a break. Very good call. 877-876-PHIL. Don Berman from Channel 19 News. How to stand up for yourself. He got a girl suspended because she said, you get the extra cheese?
Phil and...
Boy, you can lie quicker than anybody I've ever heard.
Show.
Back here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We've been talking about a special on Channel 19 News that Don will be hosting called Standing Up For Yourself. Now, Don, you are over at Littles right now, correct?
So I am at Littles, and I've got John Barber here. John is the manager. John, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
John, can you first of all tell me about the waitress and what we're talking about here? Am I Phil Hendry, and we're live on the Phil Hendry Show. This young lady that I had you reprimand had said to me, you must be the one with the extra cheese, and gave me the smart-aleck look. Tell me about, a little bit about her.
Well, she's about 21 years of age. Name is Melissa.
And you can say she has a child that's disabled?
Well, she has an autistic child, yeah. Yeah. She's brought the child into work.
Right, and she's brought this child into work. I wanted to mention it, Phil. The child, and it's very sad when you have an autistic child, no question. But the child sits in the restaurant while she's working, correct?
We allow her to, some days, yeah.
And what is the noise that an autistic child, because I heard this, Phil.
Well, I don't know.
You made it when we were off the air.
Like that.
Right. Phil, I want you and your listeners to note that...
I don't know that you're helping your case here, Don.
Excuse me?
I don't know that you're helping your case talking about this girl... This waitress that you got suspended without pay, she has an autistic child that she has to bring into the... I got to tell you something right now, big man. No offense, but when I hear about a working mother that has to bring her kids to her place of work because she has no one to look after them, that really bothers me.
Hold on.
I'd have to agree.
Hold on. That's not my fault.
I'm not blaming you for that. I'm not blaming you for that. I'm not blaming you for that, but I am saying...
Hold on for a minute. Didn't she say, I'm talking to John Barber.
You said that she said that you looked like a fat slob or something. And what happened was you said there was not enough cheese.
Right. That was the part I left out. It didn't matter. I said, they brought the Reuben, Phil, and I said there's not enough cheese on it. They came back with it. And that's when they came back and she said, you must be the one that gets the extra cheese. And that's when I took exception because, yes, I had sent it back because there wasn't enough cheese on it.
But you do that a lot, Ms. Berman.
No, I do not do that a lot, and I really resent that.
You've come in a couple of times.
The point that I'm making here, I'm going to let you go, John. You're a good man. Thank you. That's John Barber, Phil. And
thank him for us.
I will. I said, I don't send it back. I want more cheese on it. That was, so it came back the second time. But when you ask for more cheese, and they come back and they say, you must be the one that wants the extra cheese. I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to realize you are being insulted.
I have a problem with the way this girl is treated.
Hold on for a minute.
No. With an autistic child, when a woman has to bring a kid into work, man, there's nothing in this world that makes me feel more sorry and pisses me off more for the plight of a mother than the fact she's got to bring a child into work.
I agree, but I didn't do that. And you're making it seem like I did it. All I'm saying is, she came back with the cheese on the Reuben and looks at me like I'm a pig. And I tried to be polite. Her kid's in the corner, Phil, going, all right. And
was her child doing that while you were getting your lunch?
No, her child was not doing that while I was getting my lunch, but that is what is in my mind. As I'm looking at her eyeballing me, and saying, here's your cheese.
Well, you know what? The more you tell this story, the more rude this girl sounds. And frankly, she didn't sound near that rude when you first started talking about her. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Charlotte in Pasadena listening to us on KTLK. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Yes, I feel like you're being very oppressive to a waitress. And she didn't. Did she call you fatso? Did she say the word fatso?
Oppressive? What is that?
Did she say the word fatso?
No, she did not use those words, but she gave me that
all
look.
Right. Okay,
like
she
I'm
gave you that
pig.
Look. You know what?
Yes.
I've been an overweight
yes.
person, too. Hello? I've been
right.
an
you
overweight
know what I'm you know what I'm talking about, then.
Yes, but, sir,
right.
I think you're being very oppressive to a waitress, and the waitress is one of the lowest jobs around, and I think you're being very oppressive to her, and
what
I don't really
oppressive?
Appreciate
don't
what you're doing.
What is this oppressive? That sounds like a politically charged term, and I resent
no,
that.
No, well, you know what?
I'm not out here trying to oppress people. I'm
you know
here
what?
Trying to get, I'm trying to get a Reuben
you know
sandwich.
What? I think you've got a really huge, can you hear me? I think you've really got a huge ego problem. That's my opinion.
No. What our special, and Mr. Henry had told you, our special was about standing up for yourself. You're an overweight woman. You should stand up for yourself, too. If you go and get a Reuben sandwich and you
stand
order,
up. But the point, you know, even before I had an autistic child, I don't think
you
had
a overweight.
Waitress suspended. I don't think it was
I
right that you had a waitress suspended.
First of all, your phone is caught in a fold or something.
Okay.
I can't really hear you. I can't hear you either. Your phone is
All right, why don't you say what you need to say, Don, and Charlotte, you just listen.
All right, here's what I want to say to Charlotte. When you go into the Salt Shaker there in Pasadena, I know Pasadena very well, and you get a Reuben, and you say, hey, you know, because you're in a hurry. Hey, you, let's get some cheese on it.
Now I get it.
What do you mean, now you get it?
Hey, you, let's get some cheese on it.
What about it?
If you're sounding rude to that, if you talked rude to that girl in the first place.
No, I didn't.
If you say, hey, you, let's get some cheese on it.
I'm saying it the way a man would say it, the way anyone would say it. In a good-natured, very sporting way. Hey, you, let's go. Let's get some cheese. It is not, no, you see, you have been infected by this woman's attitude of oppressive. And believe me, I know the lingo. I know the code word. Oppressive, that means she's some kind of a lefty that thinks I'm a part of the capitalist pig system. So in her own way, she's already called me a pig. And she's overweight, which I think that's the pot calling the kettle a little, I don't want to say black, because I don't know who I'm going to offend, the pot calling the kettle metallic.
This is ridiculous. If you said to that girl, hey, you, let's get some cheese on it, no wonder she reacted in the way that she did. Matt in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening on WPLZ. Matt, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
What's up? I'm a sous chef at a restaurant in Chattanooga, and mostly what we do when we do tables is we have multiple seat numbers. So we have food runners, we have servers, and so I don't know if the person who took his order heard him say, I want extra cheese, but, like, we do seat numbers. So there's two people there. You say seat one, seat two. So when they bring him the extra cheese, they say, hey, you had the extra cheese, and they bring it to him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, no, this girl took our order, though.
Okay.
You see? So when she came back, she already knew I was, and this hurts me because I happen to think I'm a pretty good-looking guy.
Didn't you say, though, that you she brought to you and then you sent it back, you wanted extra cheese?
I said, yeah, I said.
What he said was, sir.
Don't tell the guy. This guy doesn't know.
Yes, he does, and I want him to know, Matt. He said, hey, you, let's get some cheese on it.
And you're making that sound like that's rude.
Well, let me ask Matt. He's a food server. If a guy said to you, hey, you, let's get some cheese on it.
How does it sound to you? Server, I'm a sous chef.
You're a chef. Well, but you know food servers. What do you think they'd think about some guy going, hey, you, let's get some cheese on it?
I said it in a good-natured way.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I work in pasta. I work in fine dining. And most people love extra cheese and extra butter. It doesn't mean they think somebody's fat. I mean, most food we cook on, as long as it's organic and everything good, and extra cheese, extra butter is good, you know?
She's saying to me, and she says, and you must be the one that wants the extra cheese. And she drops the plate.
I'm telling you that when you said to that waitress, hey, you, let's get some extra, you sent it back, right?
I said, I need more cheese on this. It's called a Reuben. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it comes with Swiss cheese. Anyone that gets a Reuben without cheese, there's something wrong with that individual, if you want my honest opinion. What's the point of getting a Reuben?
It's a fried sandwich. It's a delicious sandwich. It's a fatty sandwich.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's a fried sandwich. You fry it in the rye bread and you got cheese. Frankly, I'm getting hungry now listening to this.
Yeah, you better believe you are. So when I say I want extra cheese...
But that's not what you said. So, Matt, I appreciate your point of view, sir. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Moving over to Jules in Eastern Shore, Maryland, listening on WWKB. Jules, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you gentlemen doing?
Yes, sir. Good.
Okay.
Hello, Jules.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. This is my... Thank you very much. The point that I made, though, was that I said, you get extra cheese.
I know that. Let's listen to this gentleman.
Okay, well, this is my point. You're an honest man, hardworking. I'm sure you haven't stole anything or robbed anybody. So you paid for every ounce of weight that you got honestly. You bought all your food honestly, your drink honestly, you know, unless someone took you out to dinner or to a wedding reception or what have you. But the point being is people are too sensitive today, especially in something like this. 2 weeks was a little steep. That lady should have maybe got a couple days off and that should have been it. But anything 2 weeks, that's really too harsh. That's not like she came up and spit on your sandwich and then walked away. You know, not that she should have did that either.
I beg to differ, sir. The woman, and you must be the one. Let me ask you, I don't know what you look like, but let's say you're a fat man, and she comes up to you and says, oh, hey, all right.
I'm 6 foot 290.
All right, she says, hey, Jules, you got to be the guy ordering the extra cream and cheese. Why? Because you look like it. I find that rude.
Boy, you're stretching this story, though, man. I mean, you're making it sound a lot worse. When you first told me, all it was, and you must be the one with the extra cheese.
Yeah.
And now it's like she's looking at you with a leering eye. She's looking you up and down like you're a fat pig.
Right.
You know, she brings back a napkin.
She brought back a... What if someone brought a napkin to you, Jules, while there's melted butter on the table?
I'm talking a napkin.
No. You're not listening. If there's a dish of melted butter and she brings you a napkin and hands it to you with, like, one end of it, stick, you know what I mean?
Oh, come on.
I'm asking the other gentleman.
It's just like what you said. She came in and she gave you, oh, you're the one that wants the extra cheese. Then you say she drops the plate, which is like 10 minutes later. She drops
exactly.
the plate.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, said that originally.
No, you didn't say that originally. You did not say that originally.
Hey, I've been listening to the whole conversation.
No, you didn't answer my question about the melted butter.
He seems to think that if she brings you a napkin with melted butter, that means she thinks you ought to dip the napkin in it and suck on it.
That's exactly what that means.
Get the heck out of here. I just thought that I could clean it up if I have a mess.
You know, Mr. Henry, I came on your program to promote a program that we're having on channel. You've turned this into a laughingstock. You're having a good time with your listeners. You're not doing me any good.
Listen, your show, your show that you intend to put on is commendable, but it should be focused on things that really matter. I mean, this is a situation. You told the manager you could have got her a couple days off, but 2 weeks, and now we're finding out that she has an autistic child.
He wanted to fire her. Don't fire her. Give her 2 weeks without. And the autistic child, I'm sitting there having to eat. I'm trying to eat a meal, and I'm hearing,
That don't matter.
God, that doesn't matter at all. And that poor girl bringing, you know, boy, I tell you, once again.
Yeah, I know, Phil. You're Zorro for all the poor single mothers out there.
I'm not being any kind of, I'm just saying it bothers me. Hey, Jules, thank you for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. As we continue talking to Don Berman. I don't know. There's certain things, you know, you hear that. When I hear about a woman who is so hard-pressed she has to bring her kids to work with her, man, that just... There's a man somewhere that isn't doing his job. That's what I'm thinking. There's a father someplace that ain't being a father. 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Very touching.
Bill Henry.
Back here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Are you having something to eat now?
I got to go back and go to work. And I want you to know that I do appreciate very much being on your program and very much talking about our series next week, Phil. But I was not going to be on your program to have you and your listeners dissect.
No, I understand that, but you realize that what I do on this show is I look at, when you tell me that this is an example of you standing up for yourself, getting a waitress suspended for 2 weeks without pay with an autistic kid.
No, I know. You turned it into a touchy-feely moment for Phil Henry, which I understand.
No, I didn't. Not at your expense.
Not at my expense. I see. All right.
Don, I...
No, it's okay. Believe me. I'm going to have something to eat. I'll finish doing the hour with you. I think I've been handled roughly.
And you don't think you making noises like that woman's autistic kid...
Oh, come on, will ya? Everybody has got a problem. Everyone's got a big problem now.
Oh, and you don't with the...
That was insulting for her to look at me like I was... like I had a blue ribbon hanging from my nose.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. We got Mark listening in Greensboro, North Carolina. Hi, Mark. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Berman.
Hello.
Yes,
sir. Wanted to say, this guy might be in a war. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I say this guy might be an award-winning journalist, but he's coming across as a complete idiot and a total jerk. He's way overreacting.
I'm an Emmy award-winning journalist, sir, and if I'm overreacting, I'm a journalist, so I'm going to overreact to things that the average person doesn't overreact to. I'm going to notice when people are being rude, and maybe you don't. I don't know how much you weigh, but there are a lot of ways for people to look at fat people and make a comment, like, hey, you're the one with the cheese, uh-huh.
Well,
you know
who
what I mean?
Cares? I mean, if
I do,
if you're so self-conscious about
the garlic bread,
you're so self-conscious about your fat stomach, why didn't you order a salad?
An omelet, hold on, it's an omelet.
Don, are you ordering breakfast?
I am. Yeah.
Well, we're on the air still.
I apologize. What did the man say?
If you're so, why don't you order a salad?
Okay, that's fine. I guess this guy wasn't listening.
All right, anyway, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Roberta here in Boston. Go ahead, Roberta. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, well, I look at it in a different way. He has a program saying stand up for yourself. And that was not a good example because in order for him, he wasn't standing up for himself. He had to tell the manager who he was. What company he is involved with. So the manager had to react to him because he didn't want to lose the business of the whole company. So he wasn't standing up for himself.
But I'm Don Berman. I'm with Channel 19 News. I'm obviously going to tell him that.
Well, why?
So he knows what he's...
I'll tell you why. An example of standing up for yourself, the average person doesn't have that influence.
What? Okay, then I guess in your world, Roberta, a police officer doesn't show his badge. Oh, okay, I get it.
Whoa, wait a minute. A police officer has the right to show his badge because his job entails being in the public and interceding in certain situations.
What? Was that tortured? Ben?
Wait a minute. What do you mean a police officer doesn't show his badge?
I was showing my badge. That's what I'm telling Roberta. Excuse me, Roberta. I'm Don Berman. I'm with Channel 19 News, so could you just back off and let me breathe here? Yeah, I wouldn't say that, but you know what I mean. I'm Don Berman. I'm with Channel 19 News, Roberta, so...
Why couldn't you have just said... Why couldn't you have said I'm a customer, and I'm upset. You don't have to...
My name is...
The average... If I went up to the same manager and said, "I'm Roberta, I have a problem with the waitress," I don't have any influence of who I am.
Well, that's true.
You're using your status. You're using your status. It's not a good example.
What I've
and that's all I'm saying.
Life, Well, I'm using what I've worked hard for in my life. And what I've worked hard for in my life is the ability to walk up to someone and say, I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News. Let's get it done. Now,
yeah,
that's
okay.
What I worked for.
That's
in your
fine.
Life,
but that's not
you
a
never
good
worked
example.
For it.
That's fine.
You.
That's for you. But you, what I'm
that's
saying...
That's right. That is for me.
That's
and
for
I
you.
Said to that,
that's
to
fine
that,
for
said,
you.
For me. For me. That's for me.
But,
and
but
I said
you're
to
using
yeah, but
that,
the other person...
I'm saying... I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News. That waitress bothers me. Get me another one. And they get me another one.
Okay,
you,
but you
Roberta,
are
say
using...
that, and they don't care.
Yeah, but see, Roberta's saying you're using unfairly your influence in a situation, certainly, where a girl has an autistic son.
Who is it, Roberta? The boy's autistic. While I'm trying to eat clam chowder, I'm hearing him go, na-na-na, right?
So was your problem with her reaction to you, or was your problem that you didn't like the noise her son was making?
My problem was she, first of all, didn't bring the right amount of cheese. When she did, she made a rude comment, and as I was trying to tell her about it, her son went, baha, like that. So all three wrapped together. It was like an extra layer of cheese, of the cheese of trouble.
Phil Hendry.